This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half, he's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive and the two!
He visited here this past weekend, sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right!
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Yeah. Let's go for a little ride.
Morning. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Belice. However, Derek Piper on assignment again. Of course, Illinois and Baylor tomorrow night, Indianapolis, 9 p.m. Good luck staying up for that one. Trevor, I'm still on Florida time.
I see no issue with 9 p.m.
No, for you, that's right up
that's
your alley,
right
man.
Middle of the evening for me.
I have been, since I've gotten back, of course, Florida's an hour ahead. So by 9 o'clock, I am fighting. Mm-hmm. Last night, I looked at my clock. It was 8:15 here, and I'm like, Lon. So I forced myself to watch Seattle Seahawks football until 9, and then I'm like, I'm out. I'm in bed. And then, of course, at 5:45 now in the morning, I'm wide awake. And it's like, really? So I assume at some point I will get back on Central Daylight Time. But
you just need to have like a late night one night.
Well, Wednesday is going to be it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, watching the game. That'll reset you.
Right. That's it. And I thought about that. It's like you're just going to have a night where you just suck it up, stay up, and then be tired in the morning. And then guess what? You're back on your even flow. All right. Even flow. Was that a Pearl Jam?
That was the one that Harry would always spoof.
Even flow.
Shortened show. That's what he was doing. It was a shortened show when we had Cardinals games. I don't think that's on there anymore. But
we'd do the Brad Underwood. Yeah, that was some good times, huh? All right.
Between that and who's going to hit a home run tonight now.
That was,
yikes.
Oh, those were some good times. I told you what I want to do because we ran out of time yesterday because you sprung it upon me, even though it should be my fault or my problem to remember this, but I think it was November 29th, and I'd have to get Stevie and Diane to approve, or not approve it, but to agree with that. But November, I think 29th or 30th, doesn't matter, 2010, The airwaves here at Stevie J Broadcasting began. And we started out as an FM all-talk radio.
Connect, right?
Connect FM, that's right. And it was
It was you and Ken for the first week,
right,
wasn't it?
Ken Cunningham and I. And that's where Ken, I'm like, Ken, what's the scoop? I said, we get in the room and he's like, Lon, I don't know anything about sports. And I'm like, what? He goes, I played football at Tuscola. I'm like, well, that's something. Mm-hmm. We can work off of that. But yeah, it's been 10 years on the air for me, and it's been quite a ride, and I've loved every second of it. And like I mentioned yesterday, it's been great to meet all the friends. But I told you what I would love to do, and the day of giving is today. And I guess, when did this start? A couple years ago?
Yeah, I think so.
Because you've got like, what is the Friday after Thanksgiving? That's the, what do you call that?
Well, there's Black Friday, and then there's Small Business Saturday.
Yeah.
And then there's Cyber Monday.
Okay. Which I've yet to partake in the Cyber Monday. That's a little above my head. And then today is just Day of Giving, which is awesome. And we're going to have, in fact, Rob Dahlhaus at 4:35, see you at home. He's going to call in about today. They've got an event going on today, a Day of Giving. So we'll talk to him about that. And then at 5:05, we're going to visit with McLean Stahl. This would be a way to give back to Game Day Spirit because they're going to have their online stadium sale, which is starting this weekend, and we always hit on that. So we'll talk to McLean, the Pride of Monticello, at 5:05. We'll recap the NFL, and we've got a lot of Brad Underwood coming up a little bit later this hour. You cut up some clips from today's press conference with all the media. But the one thing I had said to you yesterday, one thing that I would love to do, and I've wanted to do this since I started doing the radio show, is a day where we do almost like a telethon for some kind of a charity, like a Make-A-Wish, I'm a big pet guy. I'm a big dog and animal guy, so I'd love to do something maybe for that. But certainly make a wish. If you could make a child happy and complete a memory for them, I think we would all agree that that would be a wonderful thing. But it would be cool. What I'd love to do is do this on like a Saturday, free of charge. So we all work for free. And what we do is we recreate the last 10 years. So, for instance, we maybe start with Jeremy and I on, which was the Tay and Jay show.
You got to get Ken on for like 3 minutes first, right?
We'd have Ken on.
Like a quick phoner with Ken.
That's perfect.
Talking football or something.
You know what we could do, too? Kent Brown was one of my first interviews.
Yep.
We could talk to Kent for a minute.
I think the first ever was...
Was it Kevin Hambley?
Yes. Yeah,
it was Kevin Hambley.
Volleyball coach, yeah.
So we'll call him in Stanford and say, hey, we need you on a Saturday for 2 minutes just to catch up and say hi. But I'd love to recreate that and then go through the years, you know, with like Carp coming in, obviously, you and Harry, Derek. I think that would be so fun. Hans, maybe we could get a couple of interns like Wheels to call in.
Like a goofy reunion show.
It would be a great reunion show. And during it, we could maybe push everybody to donate $5 or $10, maybe to a Make-A-Wish. And I think it'd be great. I think we could make some money, and it'd be something that you and I kind of talked about it yesterday briefly. I'd love to keep that on the table and do it.
For sure. I think that'd be a very fun idea. I'd love to produce that.
Oh, my.
See how far we could go with it.
And start like at 10 a.m. on a Saturday with no end.
Yeah.
Like, should we just end when we want to end? Like, so if all of a sudden 5 hours later I'm done talking, I'm like, okay.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
I want to see how many clips I can pull, too.
Oh, my gosh.
At least my favorite thing is finding some interview from 2012 that either went awesome or horribly wrong. You kind of have sounded the same, I feel like, more or less. But Jeremy definitely had more of like,
yes.
I don't want to say a kid's voice. He wasn't a kid.
He was young.
He sounds like a mature father now that he didn't sound like in 2010. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I had already reached my maturity, maybe.
Right.
Right. I mean, most people would argue
morally,
that.
But
correct.
Voice-wise.
Physically, yeah. So, but that would be something that would be fun, and it's kind of in that day of giving thing. I'd love to do that, and we'll work on that because I think that would be, number one, it'd be a great time for all of us. Get Austin Berkland. And just all of us, you know, like maybe Austin come in for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You and even when I'm done, you and Harry, you guys used to do your
Pod Prod Squad.
Yeah. That's so right. Maybe you guys take it over for an hour after and I just sit there and listen on the way home. I think it'd be great. So we'll try to get that accomplished and get that going maybe sometime in the new year.
That'd be awesome.
I don't know that we can do that before January, but we'll try to get that working. But again, we'll visit with Rob Dahlhaus today. See you at home. And again, today is the day of giving. And certainly if you can give, then you please do that.
And they've got a drive-through event going until 6. So he'll give you all the details if you're on your way home.
Awesome.
And feel like stopping by and donating.
Okay. That's right there on Neil, across from like Culver's. So you'll be able to get that done. So again, we'll recap the NFL and then we'll hear from Brad Underwood a little bit later this hour. Illinois basketball today. The schedule is officially done on December 1st. And they said by December 1st, we're going to have it done. No, I'm kidding.
3 games into the season, the schedule is now done.
UT Martin on December 5th here at State Farm Center.
Yep. So they announced today that sandwich in between this, obviously, tomorrow night's game against Baylor and then Tuesday's game against Duke, there will be a game Saturday night against UT Martin at the State Farm Center.
Wow.
Obviously, the Illinois-Iowa football game is at 2:30. And I believe this is at 8.
Remember the fun days, the good old days when you'd go to the football game and
go across the street.
Now, I never made it back across the street normally. I made it across the street to Lot 31. But
not back across.
No, Andrew would always then make the trek down to the Assembly Hall back in the day and State Farm Center now. But, yeah, I mean, remember those days when, like, as fans, you looked forward to getting up on a Saturday and you had a football game and a basketball game back-to-back. Isn't it weird watching that? How weird was that? Because, again, none of us have talked about the 3 Illinois basketball games until yesterday because we were off last week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, when that occurred. How weird was that to watch that and see, A, no fans? You know what was almost stranger for me? To see no media.
Yeah, because they weren't down there. They're in the premium seating.
Ooh.
So if you can think of like the, I don't know what it's officially called, but they're the brown sort of like suite tables, and they all have an iPad in front of them.
They get free beer and everything?
I don't know about that.
Oh, okay.
But they're spread out. In fact, they're probably not serving any food, right?
No, I doubt it.
Because it's hands touching food, and that doesn't seem very...
touching hands, reaching out.
Those are nice seats, though.
Yeah, they are. So well, little, I don't know. I've never sat
in... You get a little replay. Well, neither have I, but I've walked past them.
You and I have seen each other up in the old
C
section.
We're by no means ritzy fellas when it comes to... State Farm Center.
No,
seating.
We're not.
Except for the one time when Andrew and I were in the background of that photo down low. That was
fun. And unfortunately, you had to sit by him.
It is what it is.
You've had to sit by him at like
several times.
Dude, that's weird.
At the Soldier Field football game. I don't know why it keeps happening, but it's all right.
He's your nemesis.
My nemesis?
Nemesis, excuse me. Nemesis.
The whole game, I'm thinking like, okay, here's Andrew. He's cooler than me because after the game, he goes like, hey, Trent, like he knows these guys.
That's the weirdest thing.
And I'm like, okay. So he's like going over there and they're dapping him up or something.
Incredible.
I'm like, all right, Andrew, I see you.
I'm like, do you tell him that your dad does a radio show? And he's always like, heck no, why would I do that? I'm like, oh, okay, well then never mind. Don't worry about it then. That is funny, though. So,
but you're right. The press not sitting down there is strange. Obviously, you've got like Tim Sinclair, who does the PA announcing, and you've got, you know, the referee that runs the clock and stuff like that sitting down there. But they're spaced out, and they've taken away essentially the entire Orange Crush area with the bleachers.
Right.
They're not really even bleachers. They're like fold-out chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And they've completely just wiped that section out so that they have more room to work with. I don't really understand why the team bench is separate, considering you're like in the game breathing on each other anyways, but I understand it from
an
optics.
That confused me in the NBA as well.
I get it. It's an optics thing.
Right.
You don't want Georgie sitting on Io's lap or something if he tests positive, but it doesn't matter.
And he would. No one
probably would. Yeah. It doesn't end up mattering, though, because they're in the game together, but I digress. It's definitely weird to not only see less people down there, but the physical setup has changed.
Yes.
Because the Orange Crush stuff is gone, and you see that all over the country. The student section areas are just gone.
Ugh.
And so it almost looks like, it doesn't look like a different arena. You know what arena you're in.
Correct.
But it's just such a weird atmosphere.
It totally is.
And then really the first time I missed it was at the end of that Ohio game. When, you know, it's a close game, and that's when Stand Up and Shout comes on.
Oh, yeah.
And the Crush goes nuts, and the whole crowd is up. And I'm not saying that Ohio wouldn't have made it a close game had there been a strong crowd.
Right.
But, I mean, when you're in the timeout and Ohio's down 75-73 with 20 seconds left or whatever.
And there's no
crowd.
Nothing.
I mean, it's got to be easier on them to think that they can score a bucket,
well,
right?
I agree. I totally agree. I mean, there is an intimidation factor. I mean, if you've played sports at all, whether it be in high school or whatever, there's an intimidation factor a little bit about going on the road. Number one, you're in a like for me, when it came to high school basketball, let's say, you're not in your same gym, and it was just that weird feeling of heading down and seeing that, you know, so you're just like, that is kind of strange, but I don't know, it's weird. The other thing that was strange to me is seeing the guys on TV that normally do the play-by-play and the color, they had the area there, but nobody was sitting there.
They were remote.
So they were remote, yep. Okay.
I only know this because the two guys calling the game, I flipped on BTN later, and there they were again calling the Wisconsin game.
So Bardo and
Gauden. And I thought, wait a minute.
How'd they do that?
They got from Illinois to Wisconsin in like an hour, but that's the beauty of remote broadcasting,
Hans
I
D.
guess. So you're right. Or Hans flew them.
Yeah.
But you're right. That is also something weird where when they zoom out, there's like just a dude sitting there.
Yes.
And he's probably like he's like me, the version of me, the production guy, just sitting there like, all right, well.
There's that guy.
Hit the cough button in case Bardo says something he shouldn't. But I mean, that's it.
Yeah. And every fan is like, why couldn't I be that guy?
Yeah.
Why can't I be that production guy?
They have to have cameramen.
Yeah.
Somebody was running the cameras
That's
at all
true.
These games, but they
That's
didn't
true.
Have the full crew.
Now, I think I saw Marley Weirda, a picture of her from, she was like sitting. So I don't even think, she was sitting in the suite shooting, right?
The camera people, the photographers that usually sit on the baseline, they were in the section where the band usually is, the marching Illini section. That's where Andrew and I sat.
Yeah,
in that one game down low, because the band wasn't there because it was a Thanksgiving game.
Got it. Got it.
That's where the camera people are. So they're still fairly close, but they have a lot of space, and they're not. Frankly, I would like that more.
Yes.
I mean, I see people like Marley and them crouch down on the sideline there, and I think, that doesn't even look comfortable.
It's not comfortable,
they're
I can attest.
Sitting crisscross for 2 hours. I know you can attest to
10 years of doing that.
My back would be ruined by the end of those 10 years.
But whether it be at SIU Carbondale or here at Illinois, I had to do that for 10 years, and it is. And you get a guy like Jim Mattson, who is my age or a little bit older, which is 50 or older, and he still does it.
Good
Hardest working dude I've ever seen in my life. HOI there in Peoria. Jason from Tuscola on the College of Aces text line said, I thought the game was at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. our time. I know, it's 9 Central.
Yep.
So, yeah, like, because I remember when we were down on vacation, I'm like, oh my gosh, if we were here next week, it'd be a 10 o'clock start. Yeah. I'm like, there's no way I could do, well, I would.
I mean, Indy's in the Central time zone, so the first game starts at 7 o'clock, which is prime time, but that does bump it back. And keep in mind, 9 o'clock may be optimistic.
Right, because there's a game before you.
The game starts at 7. It tips off with Gonzaga and West Virginia.
And it's normally on the same course.
So, unless that game's starting at 6:30, but I don't think so.
I don't either.
So it's probably going to be more like 9:20, 9:25 or something before they actually tip off.
Well, that looks like I'll just get a nap in. I'll just get a nap in. Jason also texted in. Good news. This is from Adam Rittenberg, our buddy at ESPN. Says, good news for the Buckeyes. They will resume organized team activities this afternoon in preparation for Saturday's game against Michigan State. I think that tweet from Adam pretty much solidifies that the Buckeyes were scared to play Illinois, right? I mean, that alone does it.
I do feel like, and I'm not going to go the conspiracy theory route for the Illinois-Ohio State game, but I do feel like now that if they lost another game, their title hopes in the Big Ten would be dashed. You kind of feel like they have to get it right, right? Like Illinois was sort of
Illinois to try to get it right.
Right, like if Illinois was the game they had to lose, that's okay because they had another game of insurance. But now they're up against it to where they have no margin for error. So it kind of felt like unless there was an absurd outbreak of COVID on the team, they were going to somehow figure it out.
That's fair enough.
Now, to be fair, we still don't know. They said 8 players and a few coaches. I don't know who those 8 players are.
Mm.
Now, news would probably make its way out if it was Justin Fields, right?
You would think.
But that still might be a bit of a wrinkle in the game plan if
one other 5-star dude has it.
Right.
I mean, that's Ohio State. But it seemed like Illinois, they announced that pretty early, didn't they? When
they did.
We found out pretty quick.
And Trevor Lawrence announced right away when he tested positive. So I think we would know if it was somebody that notable. But obviously for Ohio State, now they can maybe breathe a little bit easier because now all they have to do is take care of business against Michigan State and Michigan, and they'll be on their way to the title game.
And they would be. So we'll see. And again, we talked about conspiracies of Michigan maybe just just saying, final week. Ah.
They paused all team activities today.
Yep.
And I saw a tweet.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, I didn't know this.
I saw a tweet that said, the tweet was, Michigan has stopped all its football operations. And the tweet of it was, I thought they did that weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Wow. Because we're not supposed to make fun of this COVID stuff.
I mean, yeah, but that was kind of funny.
That was pretty good. I'm not going to lie to you. That's really good. By the way, John Camargo said, Stevie told Diane yesterday it was the last Monday in November of 2010, so it was the 29th.
So you were right.
Started.
But you know what?
That's
we
crazy.
Weren't here on Sunday, so
no.
Yesterday was close enough.
That was close enough.
I felt bad I didn't have like a decade-long highlight reel for you that lasted 22 minutes or something.
That's okay. Believe me, that's okay. And you can't even go back, right? I'm not even sure how far back we can go. Can we still get Tay and Jay show?
We can.
Okay.
But not all the way back.
So I need, if I ever wanted to get one of those just to keep for my grandkids, let's say, I need to go back and get that now, right? Because every time we add a podcast, does that shove one off the end?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But our archives on these computers go back to, I think, like 2013-ish.
Okay.
So we're missing 2010 to 2013.
And that's fine with Jeremy and I. I think we both were like, that's good.
I was able to pull, before we lost 2010 to 2013, if you remember, on the last day of Tay and Jay, I was able to pull the interview with the Bears guy.
Oh, yes.
I'm forgetting his
McCaskey,
name now.
McCaskey, right?
Yeah, one of the McCaskeys.
Yes.
I think Pat McCaskey, maybe.
So.
And that was great because it was just so bad. And you guys tried so hard to get an answer out
of him. Worst interview we've ever done.
It just wasn't happening.
Nope. He and then the Illinois basketball coach for a couple of years, the women's coach.
Oh, Jolette Law?
Yeah, she joined us one time on a bus.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know
this one.
She couldn't hear us or it was just weird, and it was just a really bad interview. And I remember staring across the room at Jeremy, and I just kind of gave him the, I think we're done with this.
We're done with this.
Yeah, this is,
Moving on.
Right. The sign that you make, like, we're out.
But we do have some good archives in there of, the Svijanovic interview and stuff like that, both funny and heavy,
right,
that are still available to be listened to. So I should save all that on a flash drive before we lose it forever.
If you could have you ever heard, like, people say, like, a superhero, if you could have one, like somebody might say, well, I want to be invisible. Or, you know, so I could sneak into Indy tomorrow night and watch the game, you know, so I could be invisible, go watch the game. If I could remember things, like I don't have like this issue in terms of like I need to go see a doctor or anything, but there, like if you told me right now, Lon, go back and pick out like five of your fun segments, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, you'd need a list or something.
I would, yeah. I'd have to look at a list and say, oh, yeah, that was
you
good.
You just don't have like a categorical memory. I have it.
Yeah,
and
you
Carp has it.
You and Carp are ridiculous.
Carp has it better than me, though. I mean, Carp could go, oh, yeah, in 2001 when Wisconsin and Illinois were playing, it was a cold day.
Yeah, and a bird flew by me. As I was throwing a cup away in lot 31, bird flew by me. It's like, how do you remember that?
I'm not that good. I could go, you know, well, Illinois beat Penn State 16-14 behind Riley O'Toole to send them to a bowl game, but I'm not that good at it.
I can't remember last year. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl, right?
They did. That was this year, actually, if
you
believe
it. Oh, that was this year.
That was February of this year.
Who won the NCAA basketball tournament last year?
Villanova?
Was it Nova?
No, Virginia.
Oh, that's right.
It was Virginia.
That's right.
Because they were the ones that got bounced in the first round the year before and then came back to win it.
I'm telling you, if you like, there are people. I got a buddy in college. He played at Southern, Eric Griffin. Called him Griff. And he's now a basketball coach, high school coach down in Southern Illinois. But he can list off every NCAA basketball champion. That was like his cool thing to do at a party.
See, Harry's is the Super Bowl scorer.
Yeah,
remember?
That's right.
He'll go Broncos 38, 49ers 17, 1984
That's
something.
Just crazy. That is crazy.
I don't get that. I'm not that crazy with it.
I thought today I was reading an article in Sports Illustrated, and it was about Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers winning the World Series, and I thought, oh, no, because now I'll have to update that 1988 stat. When they won, when Oral Hershiser had an unbelievable year, you weren't around then.
No.
It was the year I graduated high school. That was the last time the Dodgers had won a World Series. Well, now I've got to update that to 2020.
Right.
So I'll have to always do that, because from now on I'll always be like, well, they haven't won one since 88. Oh, wait! No, they won one in 2020. That's right. All right, Bill says, did something happen? Is the station getting sold or changing formats? No,
we're just reminiscing because it is a 10-year anniversary from when we started.
Yeah, I apologize.
Nothing's
Bill.
Changing.
I hope we didn't scare you there. No, we're moving ahead, moving forward, doing the same thing. It's just we're kind of patting ourselves on the back for the fact that we've been here for 10 years rolling. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll visit with Rob Dahlhouse from CU at Home. I know the Champaign Asphalt, Deuce Construction, they are matching all donations today in what is the Day of Giving, and all the proceeds will go to what's called One Winter Night, which we all know about. That's always in February. That's when we take note of people that have to live out on the streets and how incredibly hard that is, and they do it in February to make it the coldest month, so that you truly appreciate what happens and the effect that this has. So today they're doing a Day of Giving for that benefit as well. So we're going to talk to Rob about that, and we'll let you know how you can give. And of course, again, Champaign Asphalt and Deuce Construction matching donations today. Unbelievable by those two businesses, two local businesses that have been here forever, and that's wonderful that they're doing that. Well, after that, we'll hear from Brad Underwood. We'll get some audio from him today. And then 5:05, we'll get you ready. It's a game day spread. I need to ask McLean. Well, he wouldn't know. It's not like he watches the sales come in. But I had a buddy that texted me last night and said, I can't find a baby more. It's a baby. He wants an Illini uniform for a child.
Oh, like and a cheerleading outfit for a baby.
Well, it was a boy. Okay, So I said, well, have you tried Game Day Spirit? And he goes, didn't even think about it. Well, yeah, he doesn't live here.
Gotcha.
So he lives about 4 hours away. So I'm like, yeah, go to GameDaySpirit.com, and he let me know that he got it.
There you go.
So, boom, I've already made a sale for
him. Now, I like this secretly, because as much as I enjoy standing in line and fighting people for the authentic jersey, the idea that I can roll out of bed and just type in GameDaySpirit.com and start adding things to my cart that way,
boom.
I'm quite all right with that.
Well, it'll be a perfect time for a Christmas. And then, of course, you and I will recap all the NFL next hour as well. Tomorrow we'll go real heavy on Illinois-Baylor. Derek Piper will probably join us at some point tomorrow. We'll try to get somebody from Baylor to join us to talk about the Bears. I assume
Baylor's really good.
They won their game the other night. What was the final?
They swept two games in Las Vegas.
Oh.
I think they won against Washington, which was the only Power 5 competition. They played by like 40.
Oh.
And they had six people in double figures in that game.
Oh.
Like six guys had like 13 points.
So you're going to find out really quick.
They're number one in KenPom.
Wow.
So, I mean, as good as Gonzaga is and Duke and all that, Baylor might legitimately have the best roster in college basketball.
Holy cow.
Well, and the most depth as well.
Let's see what we got.
So,
let's have some fun Wednesday night and see what we got. All right, if you want to weigh in, some of you already have, on the College of Aces text line, just text us 359-2255. That's 359-CALL. You can find us on Twitter. Just search at The Drive 93.5.
Our podcasts are on all platforms. You can find us taypiper.podbean.com, stevyj.com, that's stevyjay.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can watch us on YouTube. I know we've been getting questions. The YouTube stream is back up and working. Working on getting the Facebook stream back up and working. It funnels through the YouTube stream.
Ah.
But we are on Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube.
Okay.
If you're looking for us on Facebook, bear with us. But you can go to YouTube, Twitch, or Twitter. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
Do you ever have your lips get dry?
Yeah.
And the last thing, so today, I, for the life of me, could not find chapstick anywhere around my house or my office. And I know I've got 500 tubes of this. And now all I'm doing is licking my lips, which I think in theory makes it worse.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but it's not like I can go throw lotion on.
Well, and you're also not supposed to rip, you know, little bits off.
Oh,
because you can start bleeding and it actually makes it worse.
Yep. And I've got one right up.
So what my mom always told me to do was like wet a washcloth.
Oh.
And just rub it.
Okay.
And it comes off naturally, you know, with the water so that you don't have to like rip it.
Got it.
Or you could just be a normal person and find some chapstick. But
okay. Well, great. Hey, and Matthew in Monticello, he just gave you a job.
What do you do?
He said, can you guys effort interviewing Jonte Coleman? He's a recent Champaign Central graduate who now plays for UT Martin.
That's a good call, Matthew.
That's a great call, Matthew.
Maybe
thank you.
We'll work on that for the end of the week.
Hey, Matthew, can you get Matt Damon to join us for, he's my guy on that one. All right, when we come back, we'll visit with Rob Dahlhaus, Day of Giving, and then we'll hear Brad Underwood audio from today's press conference. We'll do it all next. It's The Drive with Tay and Piper. Illini fans, Game Day Spirits Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals are coming soon. Take up to 30% off your entire purchase, either online or in stores. And with so many great styles, they'll have something for every Illini fan. Deals start on Thanksgiving Day, go all the way through Cyber Monday. Follow them on social media. It's at Game Day Spirit for all the details you need to shop this holiday season. Find them at the corner of Neil and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Old Man Winter will be here before you know it. Frozen and leaking pipes are two reasons to call ServPro. Immediate action is crucial with water damage, and the ServPro professionals respond quickly and utilize their advanced equipment and techniques. ServPro's action to your problem? Inspect water damage, extract water, dry and dehumidify, and clean and sanitize, restoring it like it never even happened. Call 217-355-0077. ServPro, the number one choice in the area for restoration problems. Franchise is independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Flora Adams-Williams, physician assistant at OSF Family Medicine Group. The CDC recommends that everyone over the age of 6 months receive a flu vaccine each season. The flu vaccine strand or vaccinations will change each year, so it's important that everyone receives an updated flu shot.
Hello, I'm Jared Rogers from OSF Healthcare. With COVID-19 impacting our community, it is more important than ever this year to get a flu shot early. It takes about 2 weeks for your body to develop antibodies, and if you've ever had the real influenza, you surely know that you don't want the flu and anything else at the same time.
They can have very similar symptoms such as fever, cough, sore throat, body aches, fatigue. If you feel like it is more than just the flu, we recommend that maybe you could get the COVID-19 testing. And there are free testing sites throughout the city. OSF will provide that test.
Avoid co-infection, reduce the impact on local healthcare systems, and save lives.
If you want more details, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, I'm Craig McDonald with the McDonald Group Real Estate Group, but we're not talking real estate today. We started a podcast called Champagne with Craig. Make no mistake, I love this community and those that make it great. We will have lively topics, amazing people that don't get enough credit for what they do in our community. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast channel, Champagne with Craig. That's spelled C-R-E-G, C-R-E-G, Champagne with Craig. I hope you listen.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
Are you looking to buy a home or refinance? I'm Chris Forsher, mortgage broker with Molitor Financial Group, and I want to help you with your mortgage experience. Molitor Financial Group is unique. Unlike banks who have one set of loan products, we're brokers with access to lenders across the country, able to find you the best rate and terms out there. Ready to get started? Contact me today at champagnelender.com. That's champagnelender.com.
NMLS number 2001328. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
Hi, this is Dan Moyson, president of Simplified Computers. COVID-19 has changed the way we work, study, and play. The virus is ripping across the country, but the little culprit will not win. Simplified Computers remains dedicated to helping you work safely. We offer in-store and curbside service 7 days a week. We are a one-stop computer sales, repair, and consulting company. Come see us today at 901 South Neal Street or online at simplifiedcomputers.com or at 352-5000. Simplified Computers, simply the best.
Curtis Orchard with Randy and Debbie Graham celebrating the holidays is special at Curtis Orchard. I mean, you're really grateful for everybody coming in this season.
We've been very blessed to be part of this community and to build a business here that's been so well received.
With some great gifts like honey.
Oh, yeah, yes. There you go. That is a wonderful gift. A lot of people give that gift.
Mm-hmm.
People love to take preserves along and they crack it open right away. And we're staying open a little longer this year through December 23rd so that we can get those Christmas pie orders taken care of.
CurtisOrchard.com.
Christmas time is here, and this is your year for a tree that brings cheer with a tree guarantee that keeps the glee. And it's all right here at Prairie Garden. You'll find unique holiday decor and sparkling ornaments galore, handmade wreaths, candles, and more, and all at generous savings you'll adore. Because when you're at Prairie Gardens, you make your Christmas as unique as you. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, framing, and...
Ho, ho, ho!
It's holiday Christmas!
Aw, it's a BB gun!
What's wrong, Ralphie? It looks like there are two more gifts over there. Open them.
It's a moving truck! It's two professional movers! Wow! I got two men in a truck for Christmas! Now we don't have to deal with moving in the winter on our own! This is the best Christmas ever!
Get your holidays moving stress-free. Go to twomenchampagne.com to start your free estimate.
Full-size moving trucks will not fit under most Christmas trees. Movers and trucks are not sold separately.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Madison Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855. What are they doing at Sarah Champagne? Ben Quattron and Jen Falcon want me to tell you that Sarah Honda Service is offering express service, which will include oil change and tire rotation for $39? What? Sarah Honda Champagne offering express service, which includes includes oil change and tire rotation for $39. You need to call them right now, 356-0303, or go to sarahhondachampagne.com. That's 356-0303, or go to sarahhondachampagne.com.
Have you heard about the amazing variety of majors at the College of Aces at the University of Illinois? Are the students in your life interested in nutrition and families or animals and agriculture? Do they care about the environment? Do leadership and technology grab their attention? Introduce them to ACES. Here's how. Visit aces.illinois.edu/future-students for must-have info and virtual visits. You can also visit ACES Illinois on YouTube, filled with videos about courses and culture. ACES is more than meets the eye. Learn more, aces.illinois.edu.
Are you looking to buy a home or refinance? I'm Chris Forsher, mortgage broker with Molitor Financial Group, and I want to help you with your mortgage experience. Molitor Financial Group is unique. Unlike banks who have one set of loan products, we're brokers with access to lenders across the country, able to find you the best rate and terms out there. Ready to get started? Contact me today at champagnelender.com. That's champagnelender.com.
And MLS number 2001328. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
Hey Illini fans, it's Max Kellerman. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Why, thank you, Max. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. Lon Tay, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. No Derek Piper. He's on assignment. Trevor Valise is in today. We've made a little bit of some programming changes for today's show. We've decided to do this. Brad Underwood, we've got 18 minutes of audio from today's press conference with Brad Underwood and the media. We're going to play that around 5:10 next hour. We've got McLean Stahl coming on from Game Day Spirit at 5:05. They've got their online stadium sale going on this Saturday. I joked with you, Trevor. You were all excited because you thought you'd have the heads up on me because you're like, well, look, Lon doesn't know how to do the web, you know, the website stuff that well, so I'll be able to get whatever he can't, except right. The sale starts at 8 a.m., so by the time you get up at noon, all the cool stuff will be gone guys like me will have had 4 hours ahead of you to figure it out.
I've been washed. It's a wash.
It's
now.
A wash.
It's a neutral net gain of nothing for me.
That's exactly right.
By the way, grab my chapstick.
Oh!
During the commercial break, and so did you.
Isn't that the best? I went out and I dug through my car and found it.
It was like a subliminal thing. As soon as you mentioned chapped lips, I'm like, I got to get some chapstick.
I walked in the door and Scott Sievers, our wonderful engineer, I'm like, Scott, it's like finding an extra case of Bud Light somewhere that you didn't know you had. So, I got that going. All right, today is what's called Day of Giving all around the world, of course, in the country, and especially here at home. We are focusing in on that, and somebody that always has giving on his mind is Rob Dahlhaus, and we're going to visit with him now. And today is See You at Home. That helps the friends and everything, obviously, when they do their Day of Giving. And there's matching funds going on. They're doing this at a drive-through. Neil and Windsor from 6 o'clock until, I guess, what? Until maybe, well, let's ask Rob. I guess, or no, it goes until 6. That's my fault. I'm all over the place, Rob. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, Lon. I am not quite as all over the place, but I've been there myself.
Well, listen, it's easy to get into that spot, unfortunately, and I've done it so many times. So let's talk about See You at Home, and of course, today is the Day of Giving. Rob, you are somebody that is so selfless. You're constantly thinking of other people. So tell me what today means to you.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, first of all. And I mean, today is just a huge opportunity for us to continue to promote the mission of See You at Home. Serving our friends without an address, providing all sorts of services in the community, from transitional housing to 24-hour street outreach. And really big this year is our kind of rebirth of the emergency year-round shelters for both men and women here in our community. That's a resource we haven't had in nearly 20 years. So, you know, the support that we raise today not only goes to help support all that we do at the emergency shelters, but all that we do at See You at Home throughout the year. It helps support our One Winter Night fundraising goal, which will be coming up here in a couple months. And as you mentioned, today's a great day to give because we do have a $25,000 match going on right now. from our friends over at Champaign Asphalt and Deuce Construction. And so, you know, your gift gets doubled through the end of the day today. You can give online or come and see us at the drive-thru. We are here. It's a little bit chilly, but it warms my heart knowing that our community continues to come through in huge ways for us. So it's pretty amazing.
I can't imagine. And I know, Rob, we've talked about a lot. And normally when it comes to the one winter night, you have so many individuals that go out and they actually, you know, live, or they not live, but they stay or spend a night on the street. And, of course, they raise money. But isn't it great with Champaign Asphalt and Deuce Construction when you can get a couple of businesses that now reach out and say, look, here's an idea. We're going to give anyway, but let's do this. Let's match. I think that's amazing. So your $100 today gets $200 in the pot. I think that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's a great partnership. It's a win-win for everybody. I mean, you've got so many businesses around the area that want to get more involved. And when you get an idea that comes out like that, it's just a blessing to be a part of. And I got to give all the credit to our amazing community because, you know, being community funded, we've been blessed, especially this year. I mean, COVID has just wiped out so much in our nation and our community, but folks continue to support us. And I'm incredibly grateful. I want everyone to know just how incredibly grateful we are to have you support and to be able to serve our friends on the street, especially through this pandemic when they need us the most.
Rob Dahlhaus, see you at home. You mentioned one winter night and COVID. You didn't mention them together. I am together. What are the plans for the one winter night? Is that something you hope you'll still be able to do?
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. That's something we're looking at some amendments to our normal plans. We do plan to have boxes downtown, outside and spaced out. We also are offering some satellite options, maybe having boxes in a couple church parking lots for folks that want to be in smaller groups. And this year we'll also be having, let's say, you know, you don't feel comfortable in a big group. We'll give you a box and you can participate by yourself or maybe just with your family in your front yard.
Okay.
You know, maybe you have some neighbors on either side of you that can kind of experience that as well. So trying to keep to the spirit of the event, but also understanding that in these COVID times, we want folks to be out there to experience just this little snippet, this little stimulation, and get a new sense of what our friends deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah, absolutely. And thinking outside the box, if you will, on that, which is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
How about that, huh, Rob? I guess, yeah, right. I'm back on track, maybe. All right, so tell me about today. Now, you guys are at Neal. You've got a drive-thru going Neal and Windsor until 6 o'clock, so you still got some time to get by there. Is it as simple? I always hear, when I hear things like this, I'm always like, okay, what do I do? So it's as simple as you just pull in and you have people out there that I can hand you a $20 bill or I can hand you a check for $100, or is that as simple as it is?
It is as simple as that. Yep. So you just drive up. We've got it set up. Just pull on through. Cash or check is acceptable.
Great.
And credit card as well.
Okay.
You can get safely and securely through our credit card processing option. You can also visit our website. Maybe you don't want to get out today. That's totally fine. You can visit our website. If you're on your phone, just do a couple scrolls and you'll see a blue donate button.
Perfect.
That you can click and give securely there. Or if you're on your desktop, top right of your screen, blue donate button there as well. You can click on that. And again, all of those gifts matched up to $25,000 by the end of the day.
Incredible. Champaign Asphalt and Deuce Construction doing that. And if I'm going to do it, let's say from here, if I do it at 6:05, I guess that still counts.
Yeah, we'll do it through the end of the day. Yeah,
okay.
We'll be done here at 6 o'clock, but we'll still keep that open through the end of the day today, and then we'll look and see how much we ended up with. But we've had a lot of checks getting processed over the last week or so. We had a lot of drive-through come in today. A lot of funds that way and online as well. So I'm feeling really good about where we're at with
that's
that.
It's wonderful.
But still room for you.
Okay, buddy. And the check just to see you at home, I assume.
That's correct. Yep, check's made out to see you at home. That's the letter C, the letter U, at home.
Rob, you do an amazing job always for this community, and I know you never hear, you never want to hear the praise. You love doing it. I know it's what you're made of, but thank you, number one, from all of us for what you do, and also thank you to see you at home, and a thank you for everybody that's donating today. Rob, great job. Keep it up. Stay warm, my friend.
Amen. Thank you so much, Lon. I appreciate the positive feedback, brother.
All right. Bless you. That is great. Rob Dollhouse. Great stuff there. We've gotten to know Rob really well through the years with, of course, the One Winter Night, and it's just an amazing thing. And I think that is pretty neat, Trevor, that, and I did say that outside the box, with pun intended. But, you know, it is one of those where, for the most part, you go downtown Champaign-Urbana, and you spend the night in a box, and you get the idea of what it feels like to be homeless. But now that they have to kind of think of some different things due to COVID, I think that's a wonderful idea. If you're a church, wherever, you could be in Camargo at the old Camargo United Methodist Church where I grew up going to. You could be down there and get a little group together, and everybody could sit in, you know, or sleep in a box at night. I think it's wonderful to continue to do that, and of course raise funds for a wonderful cause.
Yeah, absolutely. And wonderful. I feel like most years we look, because, you know, we've had him on about the event, and we look and we go, oh, 10 degrees or something, like, no thank you. But the point is, some people don't have the choice to say no thank you to that.
Good call.
And it's crazy to me to just think, you know, I have such the luxury of going, well, 20 degrees, I'm not going to sit out in that.
Right.
It's like, well, not everybody has that luxury. Mm. And your idea outside the box.
Boom.
That writes itself.
The boom. I mean, what? Come on. All right. Listen, we're going to fill, essentially, we call that's a radio term. We're going to fill some time here, but we'll do it, you know, and entertain you, we hope. And then at 5:05, McLean Stahl, Game Day Spirit. They've got their online stadium sale coming up at 5:05. And then 18 minutes uninterrupted of Brad Underwood's press conference today with the media. That'll all happen around 5:10 next hour. We're going to take a quick break and be back with something, some gibberish. It's The Drive.
Aw, it's a BB gun.
What's wrong, Ralphie? It looks like there are two more gifts over there. Open them.
It's a moving truck! It's two professional movers! Wow! I got two men in a truck for Christmas! Now we don't have to deal with moving in the winter on our own! This is the best Christmas ever!
Get your holidays moving stress-free. Go to twomenchampagne.com to start your free estimate.
Full-size moving trucks will not fit under most Christmas trees. Movers and trucks are not sold separately.
Christmas time is here, and this is your year for a tree that brings cheer with a tree guarantee that keeps the glee. And it's all right here at Prairie Gardens. You'll find unique holiday decor and sparkling ornaments galore, handmade wreaths, candles, and more, and all at generous savings you'll adore. Because when you're at Prairie Gardens, you make your Christmas as unique as you. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, framing, and
ho, ho, ho!
It's holiday Christmas!
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
Due to social distancing guidelines, the much-anticipated Game Day Spirit Stadium sale is going online Saturday, December 5th at 8 a.m. at GameDaySpirit.com. Expect the same great deals you get at the stadium, all from the comfort of your own home. No lines, no crowds, just insane deals on Illini apparel, gifts, and decor. There will be rock-bottom prices on a huge assortment of Fighting Illini tees, jerseys, sweatshirts, hoodies, polos, outerwear, and more for every member of Illini Nation. The online stadium sale December 5th and 6th at GameDaySpirit.com.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. 150 degrees one day, sub-zero temperatures the next. We test so it runs.
CU Trade Services for commercial and residential. Working with highly trained technicians for plumbing, electrical, and HVAC. Get your furnace checkup now with details found at thecuservices.com. Your local train dealer.
It's hard to stop a train.
Hey, Illini fans, it's your girl, Chineo Gumakake. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Song?
Yeah, I think so.
Would this, is this a 2020 song?
Yeah.
Or was it 2019?
No, I think this is definitely a 2020 song.
Is this up for Song of the Year, Old Town Road?
Did the Grammys happen?
I don't know. Can we check the Grammys? I'm going to take my horse down to Old Town Road.
I think they already happened.
Till I can't no more. I always noticed the can't.
Right.
And what was it? Early on, I thought it was, I'm taking my horse to a hotel room.
I'm going to take my horse to the hotel room. That's what
I was like,
thought it was.
What does that mean?
Just like, whoa.
I don't really want to know, honestly.
Okay, so it was up for best song of the year, but it didn't win.
Oh. So what won?
It was Bad Guy by Billie Eilish. That's sort of that like low-key one. We have it on there somewhere.
Do we really? Bad Guy.
I wish I knew what number it was.
Gosh, you want me to just start picking paint? Panini.
No.
Lil Nas. That's still Lil Nas, though, right?
Yeah. No.
Godzilla.
Might not be on there anymore.
Whoa, Lil Baby. It's not that. The Box.
Somewhere later. It's definitely like in the 40s or 50s.
How about Skybox? Guinea Pig. Rockstar, Da Baby. These great hits and all on Time Magazine. Gold for Brockhampton. Will Smith. Getting jiggy with it. That's not that song. Like That from Doja Cat. Make It Rain, Lil Wayne. No. Oh, this is a, good,
a good one. What number is that?
That is 54.
Okay.
Kanye West, of course. Remember when we used to hear things like, wait, let me do this. Hold on. I thought of this the other day, and it made me think. I'm like, you know what I miss more than anything right now? Are those, you turn on the radio and you hear like you got a concert coming up. And it's like coming live, or, you know, like live at State Farm Center. No, that's not right. Hold on, hold on. Let me try this again. Live at State Farm Center. Kenny Chesney. Bringing back the Beach Tour 2021. Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that I miss, man. Uh-huh. When's the last, I mean, I was supposed to see Kenny Chesney three times last year. I think I was going to see him in Indiana, Nashville, and Busch Stadium. And the last time he was at Busch Stadium, I couldn't see him, so Lucas ended up using my ticket. He and a buddy.
So it's been a while.
It's been a while since I've seen, well, it's been a while for all of us, right? My last concert was Jimmy Buffett in Nashville.
That's right.
That was it. And I remember a couple songs.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. That was the, you talk about a day. If you remember, that was the NFL draft.
Yeah.
Was going on in downtown Nashville. The Nashville Marathon was going on that day, and somebody like, it wasn't Trace Adkins, but somebody similar was doing a free concert that day, all in downtown Nashville, and then that night was Jimmy Buffett.
Wow.
At whatever the place is that the Predators play. The Nashville Arena or okay. something, or I don't know, Tombstone, or not Tombstone, but what's the tire?
Hankook?
No. What's a popular tire? Firestone or
Firestone.
Something? Is it Firestone Arena?
Let me just look at
it. Can we effort that?
By the way, we do not have Bad Guy on the soundboard anymore.
Dang it.
So.
All right.
We did not have the sound. Bridgestone.
Bridgestone. That's
Bridgestone
what I was thinking.
Bridgestone Arena. Anyways, Old Town Road lost to Bad Guy, and it actually finished fourth behind Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
Okay.
And Seven Rings by Ariana Grande.
Seven Rings?
Yep.
I don't think I know that. Is Bad Guy all right to play on the air?
I don't know. I would type in clean just to be sure after it.
Clean version. Yeah, all right, let's see if they got that. Yeah.
I don't think lyrics. I don't think you're going to like this better than Old Town Road.
I doubt it. Hold on. Wait for the 5-second ad to end, and then we're going to get on this. Brad Underwood next hour, by the way. Here we go. This is the start, I guess. Oh, Justin Thomas is in this?
Yes.
No, wait, we're skipping an ad. All right, never mind.
I would skip like halfway through the song.
Okay, here we go. Let's see if we can get this rolling. Oh, yeah, I remember Bad Guy. This was the best song of 2020.
I mean, it was voted as such.
I guess that kind of sums up 2020. when you take control. I don't know these words. What am I thinking? All right, when we come back, Brad Underwood audio. We're going to visit with McLean Stahl from Game Day Spirit. Online stadium sale. We'll rip through the NFL the week that was. Still a game to go, I think. I guess Steelers and Ravens. Is that going to be played like in the afternoon or something?
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon. There you go. You don't get Wednesday afternoon games very often. That and the Mac. All right, we're back. It's the drive.
So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.